Still 2019, but it's in print, so it's happening. 2020 is upon us, Craig. The Old Farmer's Almanac says so. It's the Old Farmer's Almanac 2020. Filled with all sorts of things, including weather forecasts. We'll get to those in just a bit. But joining us on the line is the Associate Editor, Tim Clark. Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
How are
you? I'll just point out that we predicted thunderstorms for this date a year ago.
Wow, absolutely. Wow, that's amazing. How are things at your Barn Red headquarters in Dublin, New Hampshire?
Well, it's a beautiful morning, but it's chilly. It was 43 when I got up today, and we're going to be clear.
Let's talk a little bit about what you've got in this brand new edition, the original Farmer's Almanac. Besides the weather, what are some of the features that are in this year's edition?
Well, the word almanac itself comes from an Arabic root, which means a calendar of the heavens. So pretty much anything happening in the sky, we've got a line on here, including conjunctions, eclipses, when the sun rises and sets, when the moon rises and sets, where to find the principal stars. That's always been my favorite part of the almanac, is knowing what's going on in the sky. You live in a city like Cleveland, it's pretty hard to see the sky at night sometimes. I'm lucky to live in a town of 1,200 folks out in the woods, so we still get to see quite a bit. And I'll point out that here, Orion has already risen. That's one of the first fall constellations that we saw the last couple of mornings. As far as other things, we also look ahead to consumer trends, and that seems to be a whole lot of fitness equipment, including for your pets, including for your cows, if you happen to be a farmer. It's nice to know they're all staying fit. People, our houses are getting bigger, but our lot sizes are getting smaller. There's a lot of things getting smaller, in fact. Our gardens are featuring, one of the big vegetable features in the almanac this year is about dwarf tomatoes, which are a great investment and taste delicious. I've been eating some the last couple of days. We also took a look at the history of noise. I happened to write that story. By that, I mean unwanted sound. So it probably starts with barking dogs, and it's pretty much continued ever since then, thousands of years. I got a couple of dogs that bark more than I like it. But we have been, for as long as we've been making noise, we've been trying to quiet the noise, too. I found my favorite moment in this story was discovering that the Guinness Book of World Record for the loudest shout came from Annalisa Flanagan of Northern Ireland, who is an elementary school teacher. So what did she shout as loud as a jet engine? I'm sure you can guess. She shouted, "Quiet!" Wow.
I love that. We are speaking this morning with Tim Clark, associate editor for the Old Farmer's Almanac. I love animals. I see you have dogs in here, but I'm attracted to the burros and the donkeys.
Yeah.
Why did you choose to spotlight those creatures?
Oh, there's so much to love about them. They are pound for pound stronger than horses. George Washington was so fond of donkeys that he made a deal with the King of Spain to get a stud donkey. They have long ears. They have very unusual hooves. They have very long memories, too. They can remember encounters with human beings over years and years, and they recognize other donkeys they haven't seen for a long time. They're really a herd animal, so if you're going to keep donkeys, you should keep more than one of them.
Is it a trend? Are people becoming more interested in donkeys as things go?
I wouldn't call it a trend exactly. Certainly not around here. I haven't seen any. I live about 2 miles from the office, and it's uphill, and I've considered the possibility of getting a burro to ride up on in the morning, but I decided that might look a little bit, unusual.
Speaking of consumer trends, there's a local group here that mixes exercise with picking up trash and picking up litter, and I see Trashercise could be the next fitness obsession. Are we talking about the same thing here?
We are. Take your walk or your jog, but pick up trash at the same time. My wife and I have been doing that for 40 years here. It does burn more calories, and it makes your roads look better.
And by the end, you're carrying a big, heavy weight, though, right? I mean, it kind of adds up after a while.
Well, I'll tell you, what we do is we carry plastic bags, and if they get filled up, we just leave them on the side of the road temporarily, and when we finish our walk or run, we bring the car up and pick it up. We actually, my town, Dublin, New Hampshire, has an annual spring road cleanup where everybody does that. They don't all jog or run, though.
All right, let's get to some of the talk of the weather. We always look at the Farmer's Almanac to determine what kind of winter weather. And from this one calendar that I looked at, they prescribed or subscribed to us wintry, which
yes.
To me seems sort of
obvious.
Vague. Or, yeah, right.
Is winter going to be? It is. But, you know, we've had some very warm winters recently. And, in fact, we're predicting a dramatic kind of winter with a lot of storms, a whole parade of snowstorms in the United States from west to east in the northern part of the United States. But by the end, it's going to average out warmer than normal. And that's been the pattern recently, as we all know. It's a strange thing because we do base our forecasts on the solar cycle, which is the predictable rise and fall of radiant energy produced by the sun. Some people know it as the sunspot cycle, because the number of sunspots generally corresponds to either a low part of the cycle or a high part of the cycle. Currently, we are in one of the lowest cycles in centuries, and so we should be having cooler weather. However, we all know that's not the case. So the concern is that if we're a lot warmer than normal during a low part of the solar cycle, what happens when the solar cycle turns back up again? Now, it may not do that. There was a period in the early 18th century called the Maunder Minimum, in which sunspots nearly disappeared for about 10 years. And that was an extremely cold time, so maybe, who knows what's going to happen. It may change everything this time around. But we're predicting a warmer than normal winter for you folks. But more snowy than usual right there. You'll be getting a lot of snow.
Well, we'll prepare for it the best we can. And, of course, I love also the fact that you have things about best day to do things.
Yes, absolutely. Best fishing days, but a whole broad variety of them. Just about anything you can do on a farm, but also anything having to do with haircuts or hair coloring or hair curling or hair straightening.
Supposed to get some kind of dental work done by the end of the month, apparently.
Dental work is absolutely one of the top things at the list. And that's for every month of 2020.
That's just
by the way, it's a leap year. We should all point out that 2020 is a leap year.
That allows us for an extra day of election coverage, I think.
Well, you know, there's drawbacks to everything.
Tim, you might not
February 29th.
Tim, you might not have this at your fingertips, but I see another little blurb that talks about learning how your toes are giving you away. What does that mean?
Oh, somebody studies everything, right?
Right.
But the notion is that the shape of your foot, in terms of how long your toes are, says something about your personality. So, for example, if your little toe is unusually small, you are childlike, playful, and fun to be around. And if you can wiggle your little toe by itself, you're adventurous, flirty, restless, unconventional, and in need of constant change. So everyone take off your shoes and socks now and examine those toes carefully.
All right. Enough of the little piggies going to market and whatnot.
Exactly.
If people want to get a hold of this, and I see you still have the hole punched in the corner, so that provides...
That's the hole in the corner, that's right, and the yellow, familiar, glossy yellow cover. We've been around 228 years. You know, when we began in 1792, the President of the United States was a Virginia farmer named Washington. So we've been around for a while. Used to be that you had to buy it from a peddler with a cart. But now you can get it at any place books are sold, usually, a lot of the big grocery chains. And you can always find an almanac by going to almanac.com on the Internet, and we'll get you all set there.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning and sharing some good advice on what's happening in this year's Farmer's Almanac. Tim Clark, Associate Editor, have a pleasant day. Thank you for joining us.
You too. Bye.